Professor at News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Iowa's GOP caucuses are convening at this hour to choose the Republican nominee for President of the United States. The Salem Radio Network's Campaign 24 correspondent in Iowa, Joey Hudson, says bitterly cold weather could suppress turnout in tonight's Iowa caucuses.
There's a lot of people who are concerned, of course, about getting out in the weather tonight, which I can completely understand, and whether or not turnout is going to be an issue here.
He also says many Iowa residents are ready for the presidential campaigning in their state to come to an end.
A number of people told me that we have voter fatigue here. There's so many candidates who've been here sending mail pieces, text messages, polls, emails, and everything. And some Iowans are just saying, hey, enough's enough.
Recent polls show Donald Trump in the lead, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. There's a search in the Gulf of Aden for two Navy SEALs missing after a mission to confiscate Iranian missile parts, Ed Donahue reports.
A defense official says the plan was to take over a small vessel, a Dow, that was carrying components to transfer medium-range Iranian ballistic missiles headed for Somalia. As they were boarding the vessel in rough seas, one SEAL got knocked off by high waves, and a teammate went in after him. Both are missing. Navy ships and aircraft are involved in the search. The official says weapons were confiscated, the boat was sunk, crew members are in custody. The mission is not related to the ongoing U.S. and international mission to provide protection to commercial vessels in the Red Sea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says about 150 million Americans are under a wind chill warning or advisory. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is headed to the Southwest next month.
The popular evangelist plans to hold one of his God Loves You tours in communities along the southern border from Texas to California. Between February 24th and March 9th, Graham will preach the gospel one night each in 10 cities, including Laredo, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, and Chula Vista, California. Graham has been doing this for nearly a decade, focusing on specific regions of the U.S. for an all-out evangelism effort. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first meeting of an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school last week drew protesters to the gathering. Education leaders also denounced plans for the club at Chimney Rock Elementary in Cordova when it was announced last month, but said they would follow the law and allow the club to meet. Protester Charlotte Bergman told WMC-TV that the school district should obey the law and allow God to take care of the dispute. This is SRN News. Ukraine says it shot down two Russian command and control aircraft in a significant blow to Moscow. We hear more on this story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
Officials say one was a warning and control plane that can spot targets up to 400 miles away, and the second a key command center that relays information to troops on the ground. The planes are fundamental tools in helping orchestrate Russian battlefield movements. Ukraine. Shooting them down, if confirmed, would be a landmark feat for Ukraine, as fighting along the front line is largely bogged down in trench and artillery warfare. Russia has largely ensured its air dominance during the war, as Ukraine fights with its fleet of Soviet-era warplanes against Moscow's more modern aircraft. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.